Well, greetings again, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob. It's Sunday, July 26th, the day of the Lord, our Sabbath. And it's also episode 7 of our journey through James 2-week immersion excursion. What do you think? With this completion of today's devotion, we are halfway there. Wonder how you're responding to the impact of this book. I think when you read it the first time or the first two times, it just is kind of, you know, it's deep and you know it's convicting and you know it's interesting. But there comes a point where this book can become the book for you. You know, it's that one. Because in 5 chapters, you get the manual for living a godly life, written by the brother of Jesus Christ. Okay, does that attract your attention? I believe it should. Can you tell? But anyway, I have to make the reminder before we begin that attached to this email is also the Zoom meeting link for our Sunday morning post-game show. Immediately after the Facebook Live service, the post-game show will be on Zoom, and you must link in to join the meeting. I hope you will do that. It'll be the closest thing to church fellowship we can get right now, and I think you'll enjoy it. If it's anything like our Wednesday night group on Zoom, connected to this study, then it's going to be good. It'll be worth your time. And we'll probably go for about a half hour or so after the service, just to debrief, decompress, and reinforce. Anyway, let's get on with the reading for today. We are beginning chapter 3 for this 7th episode. It's a good chunk. It's verses 1 through 12. Verses 1 through 12 in chapter 3. And let me get a little taste here. It's strawberry lemonade Gatorade today. That is tasty. Let's prepare to hear these words that our brother James has for us today here in the 21st century. He says, "Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers and sisters, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. For all of us make many mistakes. Anyone who makes no mistakes in speaking is perfect, able to keep the whole body in check with a bridle. If we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we guide their whole bodies. Or look at ships. Though they are so large that it takes strong winds to drive them, yet they are guided by a very small rudder wherever the will of the pilot directs. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great exploits. How great a forest is set ablaze by a small fire, and the tongue is a fire. The tongue is placed among our members as a world of iniquity. It stains the whole body, sets on fire the cycle of nature, and is itself set on fire by hell. For every species of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature can be tamed and has been tamed by the human species, but no one can tame the tongue. a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With it, we bless the Lord and Father, and with it, we curse those who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this ought not to be so. Does a spring pour forth from the same opening both fresh and brackish water? Can a fig tree, my brothers and sisters, yield olives? Or a grapevine, figs? No more can salt water yield fresh. Amen. That's kind of a deep ending to that little soliloquy called Taming the Tongue. And now you've heard it for the first time. Let's pause for a second or two. Okay, now let's listen again and become that blank slate and let God write on our hearts the message we need to hear from this, our journey through James' selection on this Sabbath day. Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers and sisters, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. For all of us make many mistakes. Anyone who makes no mistakes in speaking is perfect, able to keep the whole body in check with a bridle. If we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we guide their whole bodies. Or look at ships. Though they are so large that it takes strong winds to drive them, yet they are guided by a very small rudder wherever the will of the pilot directs. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great exploits. How great a forest is set ablaze by a small fire! And the tongue is a fire. The tongue is placed among our members as a world of iniquity. It stains the whole body, sets on fire the cycle of nature, and is itself set on fire by hell. For every species of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature, can be tamed and has been tamed by the human species, but no one can tame the tongue, a restless evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless the Lord and Father, and with it we curse those who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this ought not to be so. Does a spring pour forth from the same opening both fresh and brackish water? Can a fig tree, my brothers and sisters, yield olives, or a grapevine figs? No more can salt water yield fresh. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. And now a final word from Jesus, our benediction. From Jesus Calling by Sarah Young. Here's what he says. Relax and let me lead you through this day. I have everything under control, my control. You tend to peer anxiously into the day that is before you, trying to figure out what to do and when. Meanwhile, the phone or the doorbell rings and you have to reshuffle your plans. All that planning ties you up in knots and distracts you from me. A attentiveness to me is not only for your quiet time, but for all your time. As you look to me, I show you what to do now and next. Vast quantities of time and energy are wasted in obsessive planning. When you let me direct your steps, you are set free to enjoy me and to find what I have prepared for you this day. All right, brothers and sisters, if you haven't yet watched the Facebook Live service, if you're getting this in the morning, then don't forget our 10 a.m. Facebook Live worship service. This week, tomorrow, we'll be featuring Jeff Boyer again, and Bruce Condell will be joining us. And then immediately after that, on our Zoom meeting, we will have a post-game show with Pastor Bob and Bruce and whoever might show up. So we hope you join us for that, about a half an hour of Zoom fellowship. And the link for that is on this very email. It's also on our Facebook page. All right, that's all I've got to say. I hope you have a blessed Sabbath day. And tomorrow we move on to episode 8. But for today, relax and let Jesus lead you through this day. Amen.